NHL veteran defenseman Kevin Connaughton of the Philadelphia Flyers shares about the Inner Excellence tools and techniques he learned and continues to use.
Hi, I'm Kevin Connaughton. I've played in the NHL for 6 seasons, and I'd like to share my experience with Inner Excellence. My experience with Inner Excellence is, life-changing. I think that it was, like I said earlier, I think that when you and I met was at a perfect time, because I think that my mindset was trending in the wrong direction, and I was in need of, someone to teach me how to gather my thoughts and turn them into positive ones and change my outlook on life and outlook on my athletic career. So I think that, things kind of took a 180 after we met and started working together, and I'm a better person because of it. I think that it was kind of a fresh outlook on a lot of things. And especially at the time that we met, I was at a bit of a fork in the road in my own career. I'd just gotten Arizona via waivers from Columbus, and I was kind of riding a high in Columbus. Things were looking good, and then it all kind of came to a bit of a halt there. And next thing you know, I wake up and I'm a few steps back from where I thought I was. So at the time, it was really beneficial for me, because I was definitely looking to work with someone and have some guidance and hear some new things and learn some new stuff. So. But yeah, like you said, there's definitely in the beginning, especially when we work together, there's a lot of information to absorb and to learn. But that was the exciting part of it. And then you take that and you apply it, to your everyday life and to your sport and your career. And I mean, I still do to this day use a lot of the stuff that we practice together. Yeah, I think that I was really focused on what others were thinking, especially coaching staff and management. And, that took a real negative toll on my performance, because, my focus should have been elsewhere. I was definitely prioritizing their opinions when that should not have been the case.
Kevin talks about Inner Excellence routines and tools he used before, during, and after the games.
Yeah, we had a few that we implemented. We had some during the game, which I thought was really beneficial, because, hockey is a fast-paced sport, and there's really not a lot of time to dwell on mistakes. It's something that you need to get out of your mind right away. And so the one where I remember I thought was really good technique, if a mistake was made, getting back to the bench and replaying it in your head as if you hadn't made that mistake, and kind of tricking your mind into thinking you did actually make a really good play. And then that led into the next shift, being confident and thinking you're coming off a great shift previously. So I thought that tactic was really cool, and I found that one to actually be extremely helpful in game. Originally, if that were to happen, if I were to make a mistake, I'd go to the bench and I'd replay the mistake over and get down on myself and question myself and wonder why I did it. And then, after we worked together and came up with a new plan, I was coming back to the bench after mistake and kind of visualizing in my head the whole shift over. And once the mistake got there, I swapped out the memory for a positive one, as if I made the right play or done the right thing. And, then kind of subconsciously, like I said, you trick yourself into thinking that that was the play that you made and you did the right thing. And, it leads into the next shift, which is a great shift. And you're riding that kind of confidence you've created in your head from it. Looking back on all the stuff that we did together, that was definitely one of the things that I found most beneficial and found myself using the most and having the most success with, for sure. Just after games, regardless of the outcome and regardless of how you performed, kind of just taking some time to decompress and clearing your mind and freeing your mind before, we kind of made the barrier, the locker room, before leaving the locker room and crossing that barrier, making sure you had a free mind and making sure that whatever had happened during the game or previously was left there. And that made for, I think, a lot of a lot easier nights at home. I think that made my life at home, like I said, with my wife and family, a lot better, because you're not coming back in a negative mood. You're like we just discussed it. You know, you have a free mind and you're not dragging that stuff with you. What I'd focus on is, you know, throughout your career, throughout a season, there's different points where positive things are said about you, either from teammates or coaches or GMs, and you almost make sure that you emphasize those in your head and you remember them and you kind of catalog them almost in your subconscious. And if those negative thoughts ever creep in, or you know, negative comments are ever made, I would try and replace them with the positive ones and with those good memories. And we did a lot of work thinking back on good memories and really emphasizing those, which I thought was super beneficial. And it kind of gives you that tingly feeling that we talked about trying to get once a day. I think that's, there's so much can be said for building confidence through, you know, those positive memories and then taking those and then visualizing more of them in the future. And, you know, be surprised how many times those visualizations actually come true. I think my whole mindset changed, especially at home. You know, I wasn't dwelling on stuff that I shouldn't have been. I wasn't dwelling on things out of my control. I think that I was, at peace, I guess you could say, with certain things, and I was able to, obviously, I was a lot more grateful. That was something that we worked a lot on, and which I thought is extremely important, is gratitude. And when I would really sit down and focus on those things, you just recognize, you know, how many great things you have in your life and how small and unimportant those little mistakes really are in the grand scheme of things, in the big picture. So I think that I was just able to really grasp, you know, how great things really are. And like I said, how grateful I really am for everything that I have and everything that I've accomplished, and get excited about the journey ahead instead of, you know, just dragging the negatives that have already happened with you. And it was funny because my mom used to always say a quote. I think it was a Zen proverb, is let go or be dragged. And I never really understood it until we started working together, and it started to really make sense. It kind of all came full circle. And I thought that quote, you know, now is really meaningful to me. When I say that quote, I picture, you know, hanging on to something negative with your hand and just getting dragged behind, you know, through the dirt with it. And then if you're able to let go and just let it disappear, you know, everything comes more calm and more peaceful.
In this part, Kevin talks about how his mindset changed with Inner Excellence.
Yeah, I think it's been changed drastically for the better. I think that I have a completely different outlook on, you know, different scenarios that I go through throughout the day. I think that playing hockey professionally sometimes felt like a burden before, whereas now, after working with you and kind of implementing the Inner Excellence into my life, you kind of get that fire back in your belly for the sport. You start to love the game again, I guess you could say. And like I said, I think my life away from the rink has increased or has become a lot better off, because I'm not bringing home those negative emotions and I'm not dwelling on the things that I can't control. And at the end of the day, I'm just a lot more grateful for, you know, where I'm at in my life and who I have around me. And before, I would look at maybe not, or getting healthy scratch for a game and not playing there was a situation that would piss me off and make me really upset. Whereas now, you know, I peel back the layers and think about all the amazing things, like the fact that I am in the NHL and I want to be playing, but I've had the opportunity to be here. And there's a lot of people that would really want to be in my shoes right in that moment. It's more about who you are as a person and not being defined by your sport. And really, I find taking care, I find when I implement the practices of inner excellence in my life away from hockey, it was more beneficial for my life in hockey because I really built the foundation of my beliefs and values, and really built the foundation of inner excellence within me. And then I was able to transition that easier into practicing, you know, once I got into the rink. So I think being a well-rounded person and focusing more on yourself as an individual can be a lot more beneficial to you as an athlete. If I could go back in time and have the mindset I do now, I think that it would have been extremely beneficial. And I think I don't know how it would have played out, but it would have been nice during those moments, like you said, when things aren't going well. I didn't deal with adversity very well in terms of, you know, I never stopped working hard. I'd work harder. But when it came to the mindset during those times, I definitely was anxious and fearful. And you know, I wish I had the coaching from you back then that I did now, because I think it would have made treading through those waters a lot easier.